It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, folks. It's your daily sports dump. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's February 3rd, the Monday. Still haven't figured out how to say that right. But that's okay. We're going to keep going. It's Super Bowl Monday when people call in sick to work for some reason. I don't know. I guess anytime you can get really crap-faced drunk and have it be kind of socially acceptable, people do that. So that's the deal. All right, we got a couple jokes first and then maybe something else. Didn't tell you that. Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl, the Chiefs won. Score unimportant. But Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy said he got the idea for the team's unusual first touchdown play from watching the 1949 Rose Bowl. Wow. Said he also got the idea of giving his linemen massive amounts of steroids from watching the 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers. Okay. Couple things. First of all, you could have thrown a lot of team names in there for that steroid joke. Quincy, who wrote that joke, is not a Cornhusker fan, and I am, so I just want to say that I protest that joke, and we could have put any other number of teams like the Oakland A's or the Texas Rangers, although those are baseball teams. But it's funny, there hasn't been a huge steroid kind of like a whole big steroid scandal in football, other than the fact that absolutely everyone was doing it. But it wasn't like the baseball one where big names were picked out. Anyway, that's just an observation. We'll get back to that. Here's another joke. Many Christian leaders, including, I hope this is a joke, could be news, including Franklin Graham, complained about how racy the halftime show featuring J-Lo and Shakira was. Graham said the two women looked and acted so much like porn stars that the president paid them $150,000 out of habit. All right, well, we know that's not true because he never pays anyone. I'll get back to you on that joke afterwards. We're going to have some commentary on that because I did want to ask about that. These were the words of course, Franklin Graham, not my words. And speaking of words, President Trump tweeted out congratulations to the state of Kansas for winning the Super Bowl. But the Chiefs play in Missouri. Now, after being told of this, Trump said it doesn't really matter because the important thing is that they defeated those Mexicans from San Francisco. Again, those are the words of Trump. All right. Now, those are the jokes. And now on to commentary with Molly Erdman, my wife.
Hi.
Hi. So
I wasn't allowed. No, if I was allowed to say anything.
Oh, sure. You were allowed to, but you're always allowed to say things.
Okay.
You know,
sometimes
that.
People are like, don't talk till I introduce you.
Right.
Podcast.
This is a very casual podcast.
Okay. Well, now I know.
You know that Nooch often is the co-host.
True.
You cannot
the
have
bar
a,
is low.
You cannot have a
Sorry,
structured
Nooch.
Thing with him, really.
Right.
That's what makes him so great for improv.
Sure.
He's completely unstructured.
Unstructured.
Yes. I enjoy working with that type of improviser, the Scoopians of the world.
Sure.
The completely unpredictable guys.
Yeah.
All right.
And people.
People, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, we've talked about, though, being silly and looking stupid and stuff
yes.
like that, and how, you
There's
know.
There's more of a male tendency.
Conventionally,
yes.
yes. But we try to push against those things. Certainly, our child embraces the silliness.
And most kids do.
Ba-dum-bum.
And then it gets taken away.
But even now, at this point, you see some who do not as
That's
much.
True. That's true.
But moving on.
Joe's getting a sip of water.
Mm.
He swallowed it.
Thank you. Thanks for disguising that. It's the Super Bowl post show. And you were here for the Super Bowl preview, so it's only natural you should be here for
I'm here for all things Super Bowl.
The wrap-up, the
yep.
cleanup, and we have a lot, you know, the Super Bowl always provides plenty of material. Regardless of the game.
Very true.
And that was quite a boring first half.
Yeah.
And a very long halftime because it was an elaborate stage
it
setup.
It always is.
It always is.
Yep.
It always is. And often the momentum changes in a Super Bowl half to half, perhaps because of the long layoff.
Yeah.
And then the third quarter was actually quite boring. And then the comeback was so quick.
Yeah.
that it wasn't even like there was a lot of suspense. It was score, score, score. And it was like, oh, God,
well,
there we go. That's
yeah.
it. So in a way, I don't know if it was the way the game was covered or how long it was before it got interesting. It just seemed almost like an afterthought because the game had been so uninteresting for so long that when it started to get interesting, it's almost like we were behind and it's like, oh, this game
got
interesting and now it's over.
Yeah.
So I really feel like I didn't get the drama of what looked to be a pretty dramatic game.
It also was like, I feel like I went to the bathroom and came back and it had changed.
Yes.
But it wasn't like last minute enough for it to be like a nail biter.
Right.
You know, it was a gradual, fast comeback.
Right. They were quite a bit down and it was like, oh, they're going to lose. And then they came back, but they came back, you're right, with so much time left that it was like, oh, this game is still happening and now the other team's in the lead.
Right.
It was very weird. And ultimately, that is how this team has operated throughout the whole playoffs, the Kansas City team. They were down in every game. And then this guy just decides, whoop, I'm going to be Superman.
Yeah.
And he does it. And he is. And this...
Oh. Joe punched his finger into a shelf.
I do a lot of clumsy stuff when you're around, actually.
Okay.
You bring it out. You're my clumsy muse.
Hmm.
But
seems like an insult to me.
No, that's just how you would take it. That's an insult to you. Mahomes is evidence of letting your kid play different sports.
What else did he play?
Baseball and basketball. His dad was he can dunk a basketball. His dad was a Major League Baseball player, pitcher. And you see the way he throws the ball, and I don't know if you pay this much attention, but he throws the ball from all different angles. Mm. You know, he'll be running and throwing it. He'll jump and throw. Things that conventionally quarterbacks, things you didn't see Peyton Manning doing much of. And it's because he probably played shortstop, which is a position where you're throwing from a lot of different angles.
Yeah.
And those unusual, not typical football skills actually are what set him apart from other people at the position. So I know there's a lot of specialization of people with their kids in sports.
Right.
But you should wait a while before you do that.
Yeah, for sure. Joe just had some more water.
For example, Hakeem Olajuwon had some of the best footwork of any big man in basketball history because he played soccer as a youth, and then he grew to be 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And there are dozens and dozens of examples like that. Far more examples than there are of the Bryce Harpers who just did one thing for a long time.
I have a memory.
Well, that paid off too, actually.
So. I have a memory as a kid watching the Cowboys. Did Lynn Swann do ballet?
He certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those guys were doing ballet at the time. I think Franco Harris may have as well. And Lynn Swann was a very balletic wide receiver.
I mean, he's got a great name for ballet.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I did a lot of dance growing up.
Here we go.
And one time I took a Pilates class, or I had a private lesson, and the teacher said, did you take a lot of dance? And I said, yes. And it was just because I had a very good body awareness of, like, if she said, bring your leg up to here, I without looking, I knew where that was.
Yeah.
You know, like an awareness of your body, which I think would be beneficial for any athlete.
Absolutely. You're right. Yeah, it's that coordination and everything. Yeah. It's why you're so difficult to take down.
Well, that and my very low center of gravity.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I played a lot of different sports and spazzed out all the time as a little kid, was being chased by people all the time, playing all different sports. And so that made me fairly body aware.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just clumsy.
You just remember when you hit your finger into the shelf?
Yeah, I think my limbs are a little longer than I think they are. At times.
I guess.
I have a extensive reach. And remember, in college, I don't know if I've mentioned
most flexible person in your theater department.
Thank you.
Now defunct
theater department, as is my flexibility.
Mm.
Equally defunct.
Yeah.
It's defunct. So, yeah, the game itself, while looking like exciting and perhaps and certainly to the fans of the teams involved, they were much more invested.
Oh, yeah. I bet if you were a diehard Kansas City fan, yeah, it was a much more...
It's just that the flow of the game didn't capture my attention.
No, me neither.
And I know that, like, bath time was happening, not for us, but for our kid.
I thought that was after the game.
No, that was right near
when it was
happening.
Oh, so that's when I came out and
Yes. But it had happened
had
so
occurred.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And of course, as we heard in the jokes, there was a controversy over the halftime show, which is ridiculous. You know why it is? It's because more people who see that halftime show are unaware of what pop culture is.
Yes.
And so they are offended, but they just don't know what the level of the normal world is.
I feel like I'm sensitive. Not that I get offended easily, but I'm sensitive to what might offend
other
people. Yes,
you're very prude aware.
And I watch that, and I'm aware of what is being sort of, things that are being noticed and
you made a very good your parallel.
I will, but nothing about it. I watch that, I guess, from a place of being like, oh, we've gotten past the point where anyone's going to raise a stink about this because we know that a woman's sexuality isn't something that should be, demonized or whatever. Right. And then I went on Facebook last night and some of my female friends were posting stuff about like, I sure wish my kids hadn't seen that. And it's like, why? Like,
on the other end. So
but I'd rather have them like watch men beat each other up and cause themselves to die by age 50 with
give
their
each other brain damage,
head injuries
and addictions to pills and whatnot.
Yeah.
Former Cornhuskers in the weed business in Missouri now, Grant Wistrom.
Okay.
That's just off topic a little bit. We hope to have him on the show at some point.
Great.
Using my Cornhusker connections.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's interesting. Anyway.
The head injury stuff.
Well, yeah. That's one. All right. Off topic with that, with him. He mentioned, and he gave an interview, this football player, just talking about that. He was so keyed up after a game and so charged up because, these guys are. It's physical battle.
Right.
Trying to knock over a guy who's trying to knock you over. Both of you are 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And he said he would be so keyed up that without that, he couldn't eat. His stomach was in knots. Yeah. And for recovery, you got to eat and all that.
Yeah.
So he made a lot of very valid points in that way. And he's in Missouri where it's medicinal only anyway. So blah, 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 blah. But yeah, the halftime show. On the other end of that, I listened to a few different shows, morning shows, sports shows. And in that, a bunch of guys who had sons who are like between 10 and 12 or 13 were commenting on how they observed their sons watching the show and how it was like.
A lot of boys had special dreams last night.
Right. A lot of boys like downloaded J-Lo and Shakira songs.
Yeah.
Just for the album work.
Yeah,
yes, right. But you make. Draw your parallel now about how in a few years ago in the Super Bowl show.
Oh, yeah. Like Bruce Springsteen like slid his crotch right into the camera.
He did like 52 crotch shots, or maybe I just kept rewinding it.
Yeah. And I understand he was dressed differently. But like I just thought we were past the point of like, I don't even want to call it slut shaming, but like demonizing women's sexuality. Because the whole thing with the pole.
Right.
Here's my thing. Your 11-year-old son watching that was not like, that's a stripper pole.
Right.
He was like, it's a pole, and they're athletically using it.
That's a Cirque du Soleil move.
Yes. It's just, it's the adults who contextualize that as like a stripper prop.
Absolutely.
But I'd love to see you go try to do any of that stuff.
I'd love to see you try some of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that takes amazing strength. And there are so many things that women do that take amazing amounts of strength and stamina that go completely unappreciated.
Birth.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
But, I mean, you know, things like dance, things like women's gymnastics, like, you know, we just take for granted the strength that's involved. And yeah, so.
Beyond the strength, yes, definitely. Women's basketball, the skill of those players and everything, it's diminished because it's compared to just really bigger versions.
Right.
And that and in a game like that where dunking is such a thing.
Yeah, and they can't do it, you know.
Put them on 9-foot rims and you've got a different game.
Yes.
That would be interesting. But again, that's not what they're interested in. They want to play the same game, and they just play it the way they do.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to say is, does this mean we're getting a poll in the House?
That's fine.
Oh. No, I would hurt myself on it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm not going to get it. Okay. As for the halftime show, I don't know the music of either of them, but it seemed like a pretty fun, dancey,
yes.
Miami good show.
I think so.
And I just wish it didn't take so long to set up.
But that's always the case.
True.
You know, it's always a big spectacle.
True that. Did anything stand out to you in the commercials?
I don't remember very much. I mean, it's just there's no surprises anymore.
True. They leak. They get
it's like
everything gets
leaked
out.
You're always going to have one thing, that tied thing. That's like, here's a runner.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Thank you, improv. Thank you, Del Close.
Yeah.
Thank you, callbacks. Thank you, Adam McKay.
Well, and it, you know what it's reminiscent that of is the Energizer Bunny thing. Remember when the Energizer Bunny first came out?
Yes.
And then they would show like a fake commercial for
and
something and the bunny would come through.
Oh,
I mean, that's all
gosh.
That Tide thing was Energizer Bunny.
I used to laugh at those for days.
At first they were like, how clever. And now
I was
it's,
committed at one point.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't, nothing was really.
And you're right. Stuff
there was that Groundhog Day thing.
Yeah, but I had seen that before.
Yeah.
And there was the Mr. Peanut funeral where he comes out as a baby. It's like, I kind of feel bad for, no, I don't.
Peanuts?
I feel bad for Peanuts.
For Mr. Peanut?
I was going to say for Walsh, who was in the commercial, but he gets paid anyway.
No way.
And actually, it's all, I mean.
Oh, well, that's a big thing that we noticed.
Yes.
Is that it used to be you would watch
your friend
Super Bowl commercials and you would know. And we did see a few people we knew.
Yep.
But it's like, it's all celebrities now, which is, you know what it's like? It's like, that doesn't impress me. It when Joe and I worked on a cruise ship, there were magicians. And over time, I came to really be more interested in like sleight of hand or close-up magic, as they call it, than a big trick where they're sawing someone in half.
Yes.
Because I know all they're like, I paid $10,000 for the trick where
that's
I saw,
exactly
a woman, saw a woman in half. So for me, I'm like, if your stunt is getting a celebrity, then all you did was pay money. Like, show me something interesting and fun. Like,
absolutely.
I'm not interested in who spent the most money because it's gross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, please. There's a lot of other things that this money, like show me 30 seconds of like the head of Procter and Gamble saying like, I got a lot of kids out of these border detention centers.
Yeah.
Then I'll buy some paper towels.
Schooner tuna.
Yes. Schooner tuna. These things. Yes.
It's real. Well, you know, here's the problem.
That was a Mr. Mom reference.
It was. And that wasn't a problem. The problem is twofold. These bastards are so greedy that they don't want to do that. It's
no.
More, they'll make more profit off it this way. It's been shown that that won't get the, it'll get people's sympathy, but it won't buy the products. So they go, okay. And two, they can't be sincere enough on camera to make you believe that shit. Because these are people who are, anyone who chooses their own salary should not be trusted.
Yeah.
Those are Congress people, politicians, and CEOs are the people who choose their own salary. Basically,
yeah,
you know, and who choose everyone else's salary.
How do Congress people choose their own salary?
Well, they vote on it. They vote on congressional raises and stuff.
Yeah.
So they may get criticized for it, but at this point, there's no they're beyond criticism. But that's a different direction. We're still on the Super Bowl commercials.
But I think like the commercial thing has just gotten annoying.
It's junk. It's jumped the shark.
Yeah, you know, people are like, I love to watch the commercials, and even that I just kind of glazed over. I'll tell you what we did do is watch a full episode of The Masked Singer afterwards.
Afterwards, great programming choice.
It was,
by the way. It because that's something kids are going to see.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the room seeing it, and you're like, now on the East Coast there, they're asleep, hopefully, at that point. But here on the West Coast, we watched that whole episode.
The whole thing. My
crazy.
Sister
she got
turns
into
out
it.
To be like a savant for knowing who people were.
Who everyone
were.
Was.
The whole time, she's like, spoiler alert, she's like, it's Lil Wayne, it's Lil Wayne.
And it was. And Gronk is the other guy. The tall, original one. Because they said there's like 8 Super Bowls amongst their thing. I think he's been 8 Super Bowls. So there was one commercial. talk about sincerity, but even that is manipulation. Was the Google commercial how to remember something,
oh,
the
God,
person with the
yes.
reminders. Even, again, I'm just not into that kind of, that's not real sincerity.
It
to
was
me.
Manipulative, and it actually gave me a lot of anxiety, because when I, this is quite a tangent, but when I see ads for technology being used like that, I get into a panic of like, am I not doing everything that I could be to be preserving my memories or, you know, whatever. And it makes me feel like, oh, right, I forgot to have my dementia backup plan.
Right.
You know, like.
No, you're too busy living your life.
Am I?
We're in minute 21 of this podcast that I was sure would be 15 minutes. So. Well, let's go back up all our lives. No, I just deleted my Facebook.
Yes.
But I backed up 1.8 gigs
yeah.
of my life onto yeah. Something. And
now,
I'll
wonder what that looks like.
I'm
going to
look at
to
it,
see
yes.
if it's like in a Facebook format or it's just like here's a file with all your pictures that you uploaded or something.
I'm going to look through yeah. it later and let you know.
Okay. We'll find out.
Maybe I'll do an episode of I just deleted my Facebook. Here's what it's like.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
I think that's all the topics, commercials, the halftime show, the game, the comeback.
We made too much food.
Yes, I think this is an important thing. We and I'd like to thank, you do make a good point. Pink eye, my brother's family had pink eye, or one of them did,
yeah.
which meant they all did. So they didn't come over, which is great, rather yeah. than come over.
Please.
But we made all this food because we didn't know they had pink eye.
But I'll take some responsibility because I did eliminate one thing. I was
yeah.
going to make those vegetarian enchiladas.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't when they weren't coming, but we still had way too much
Well,
food.
What would we have cut out?
I
guess
may
you
not
could
have made
just the
chili.
Right.
You and Rich were the only people who ate the chili.
Oh, it was damn good.
Thanks. And we can freeze
and
it.
And they all would have eaten that chili.
Yeah.
Or
my
brother would have scarfed it.
Yeah. So I made chicken enchiladas.
Yeah.
But I knew those were a thing that, like, I'm going to put these in the oven at a specific time.
Because it was your sister's birthday.
Yes. The thing that's great about chili is that it's just on and people can eat it whenever.
It's good all day.
Yeah.
And it was good all day.
Yeah.
And so Pink Eye kept four people away, which made us have much more food than we needed.
Yeah.
And then there was a baby here. That was really funny when she was jumping on,
oh, yeah.
on our kid. It was hilarious. So there was a lot going on, which may have distracted
from
the game.
I was very distracted.
I think Rich did a pretty good job of watching the whole game. And I hope he wasn't too frustrated by all the running around. I also, in big games like that, tend to pace.
Yeah.
I don't sit for a game that's high stakes.
Yeah.
Even if I don't have that much. Because eventually I do get invested. Like, I pick a team.
Sure.
Even if I hadn't had one going in, by the half, my mind tells me who I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
So it was a good game in retrospect as I piece it together, but at the time it didn't have the impact.
Yeah.
But good for Chubbs Andy Reid. He's a big dude. Big
yeah.
guy. Always has been.
Always will be.
And I always will be. That's a good thing to end on. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. I don't know if we both will.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we, the show, will. So, I don't have to tag the Facebook thing anymore because I'm off.
Wow.
But you can listen on iTunes or Spotify, whatever you're listening on. Keep doing that. Follow us on Twitter, though. I'd like to see a few more followers on Twitter.
God, me too.
Yeah, at Sports Dump Show on Twitter. Facebook, forget that. But on Instagram, you can go to @the_sports_dump because I accidentally deleted the Sports Dump address I had, and no one can ever get that back.
Very foolish.
And you can go to sportsdump.com, which I keep promising to update, and I will soon. I'm going to send that email right now to get that done. And then after that, I'll start pitching the Patreon account more. But if you can find it, go ahead. But I'm not going to pitch it till I fix the website to where it deserves your money, which is very soon. So get it ready. All right. Later. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Gracie.